This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Britney Spears' father indicated that his pop star daughter had dementia while filing paperwork to control her finances over a decade ago. Jamie Spears has been part of the conservatorship since its inception. The bombshell revelation will be discussed in the upcoming BBC documentary, The Battle for Britney. Britney will speak in court on June 23rd about their toxic relationship. To celebrate his 29th birthday, Travis Scott released the Air Jordan 6 in British khaki. Costing $250, it's his latest sneaker collaboration with Nike's Jordan brand. The sneakers are already sold out, even in toddler and little kid sizes, and so is the utility vest and pool shorts. Aw, no pool shorts? Dang. Taylor Swift has confirmed her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn, is the mystery songwriter William Bowery, credited on her album Folklore. The singer revealed that Joe helped write Betty and Exile during her new Disney Plus concert film, Folklore, the Long Pond studio sessions. The 30-year-old singer also has re-recorded her old songs and re-released them. Cash grab! The second season of the popular Netflix series Bridgerton has officially started filming. In photos taken from the set of the series' forthcoming season, Jonathan Bailey, who plays Anthony Bridgerton, was spotted with new co-star Simone Ashley, Anthony's new on-screen love interest, Kate Sharma. The cast was filmed at a horse race. And they're off! Khloe Kardashian appears to want to talk to Tristan Thompson's alleged fling. Sydney Chase shared screenshots allegedly sent by Khloe that began, "Hey Sydney, this is Khloe." But Chase scrubbed the rest of the message out with white paint. Khloe followed up, "I would appreciate if our conversation can remain confidential." Right, that's why you wrote to her on Instagram. Justin Bieber sparked controversy when he debuted his new dreadlocks after previously wearing the traditionally black hairstyle in 2016 and facing similar accusations of cultural appropriation. But Bieber doesn't appear to care. He filmed his Let It Go music video and was recently seen golfing, sporting his dreads, and looking ridiculous. Ugh. Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent revealed she once stuck fiancé Randall Emmett's toothbrush up her bum out of spite. The now sober star writes in Give Them Lala that she was in an alcoholic fog and constantly provoked fights with Emmett. After one argument, she admitted she'd shoved his toothbrush up her bum. Asinine. Big Brother fans, get ready to watch the live house feeds nonstop this summer. The 23rd season will once again feature a bunch of people forced to live together until one clever house guest wins the $500,000 grand prize. Producers have hinted that fans can expect to see a more regular season unfold in the next few months. Bring on that cringy nudity! The Red Hot Chili Peppers are selling their song rights to Hypnosis Songs for $140 million. They're the latest artists to sell their music catalog, joining Bob Dylan, who sold his to Universal Music for $300 million, and Stevie Nicks, who sold hers to Primary Wave for $100 million. The Peppers catalog includes the song Give It Away, which they did not.
Idiot of the Week!
Caitlyn Jenner has come out against trans girls competing against biological girls in school sports. Jenner is running as a Republican against Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom in the recall election. Several states have already established laws preventing transgender girls from playing on girls' interscholastic sports teams. Idiots! Will Smith admitted he's in the worst shape of his life as he shared a shirtless photo of himself on Instagram. The 52-year-old star, who's used to gaining and losing weight for his roles, showed himself in a pair of tight black shorts and a blue unzipped hoodie that exposed his stomach and chest. And he's now the Fat Prince of Bel-Air. Sorry. Adam Sandler was turned away at a New York IHOP. Yep, after 17-year-old hostess Diana Rodas didn't recognize the masked actor and told him it would be a 30-minute wait, he left. She later apologized on TikTok, which got more than 9 million views. Sandler responded by saying that he really left because the all-you-can-eat deal didn't include milkshakes. Lori Loughlin and her husband Massimo Giannulli celebrated the end of their jail stints for their roles in the college admission scandal with a secret trip to an exclusive resort in California. The Full House star and her designer hubby were spotted relaxing at the Madison Club in La Quinta in late April. The resort is one of the most exclusive country clubs in the world. Fail. Marvel has 10 tentpole films on the calendar through 2023. That includes Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, as well as Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, both set to be released early next year. Sequel Black Panther Wakanda Forever is expected to hit theaters in just 2 months on July 8th. I can smell the overpriced popcorn already.
The Trash Bin.
Embattled reality TV star Josh Dugar was arrested by federal agents for child pornography charges. Dugar rose to fame as the oldest of 19 children in the reality TV series 19 Kids and Counting, and then as the father of a large family on the current spinoff Counting On. And we're counting on that being canceled.
The news wrap-up.
Amazon's sales surged 44% as it smashed earnings expectations. Evidently, Crocs are no longer ugly and sales have hit an all-time high. Thanks, Justin Bieber. Twitter stock tumbled after reporting slowing user growth. 44% of older millennials reportedly already have a chronic health condition. Okay, millennial.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Wrath of Man, starring Jason Statham, is tops at the box office.
The number one album.
DJ Khaled's Khaled Khaled is the number one album.
The number one app.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is still the top paid app.
The number one book.
It's What Happened to You by Bruce D. Perry and Oprah Winfrey.
Billie Eilish has revealed that she was taken advantage of when she was younger while insisting that abuse of minors is everywhere. The 19-year-old pop star said her new single, Your Power, is, quote, an open letter to people who take advantage, mostly men. And men, too. Young boys are taken advantage of constantly, unquote. Eilish refused to elaborate or identify her own abuser and instead begged fans to not try and figure it out. And although she didn't divulge the personal details, she clarified that her abuser wasn't someone in the music industry. Okay, so are we going to try and figure out who it was? Hell yeah! Here's Billie Eilish with the song of the week, Your Power.
Does it keep you in control? For you to keep her in a cage, and you swear you didn't know. You said you thought she was your age. How dare you? And how could you? Will you only feel bad if it turns out that they kill your contract? Would you try not to abuse your power? I know we didn't choose to change. You might not want to lose your power, but I've been so strange.
That was Billie Eilish with the song of the week, Your Power. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.